Buckle up, because we're diving into 7 life lessons I wish I knew sooner. These aren't your typical feel-good mantras. They're raw, real, and yes, very controversial. They might piss you off, but that's exactly why you need to hear them. If you're sick of the sugar-coated BS that society feeds you, then stick around. I'm here to challenge everything you've been taught about life. Let me share a little about myself. I spent years living by the rules, believing in the same clichés that most people do. Chase happiness. Family is everything. Love conquers all. But then life slapped me in the face, hard. I realized the truths no one wants to talk about after a decade of chasing the wrong dreams and holding on to toxic relationships. It's time to strip away the illusions and face some hard truths. Ready to question everything you've been taught? Let's get into it. 1. Happiness is overrated. Let's dive right in with a big one. Happiness is overrated. Yep, I said it. We live in a society obsessed with happiness. Everywhere you look, it's all about the pursuit of happiness, as if it's the ultimate goal in life. But here's the kicker. Happiness is a fleeting emotion, not a permanent state of being. The idea that you should be happy all the time is not only unrealistic, it's damaging. From a young age, we're bombarded with the message that happiness is the ultimate goal. Movies, TV shows, social media, and self-help books all preach the same doctrine: be happy. But this relentless pursuit of happiness sets us up for failure. Happiness is not a constant state. It's an emotion that comes and goes, just like sadness, anger, or excitement. Expecting to be happy all the time is like expecting the sun to shine every single day without ever experiencing a rainy day. I spent years chasing happiness. I had the high-paying job, the fancy apartment, the exciting social life. I was doing everything right, but I still felt empty inside. That's when it hit me. Happiness is not the be-all and end-all of life. It's an emotion like sadness or anger, and it comes and goes. Expecting to be happy all the time sets you up for disappointment and failure. Social media has exacerbated this problem. We're constantly bombarded with images and posts of people living their best lives, always smiling, always having a great time. But this curated version of reality is misleading. It creates unrealistic expectations and makes us feel inadequate when our lives don't measure up. We start to believe that everyone else is happier and more successful than we are, which only deepens our dissatisfaction. Instead of constantly chasing happiness, focus on finding purpose and meaning in your life. This might sound cliche, but it's true. When you have a sense of purpose, you can weather the ups and downs of life with a lot more resilience. You'll have moments of happiness, sure, but you'll also have moments of struggle, and that's okay. A meaningful life is richer and more fulfilling than a life spent in the relentless pursuit of happiness. 2. Family isn't everything. All right, let's get into a really touchy subject. Family. We've all been fed the line that family is everything. It's a staple of our culture, right? Blood is thicker than water and all that jazz. But here's a cold hard truth. Sometimes family can be the most toxic part of your life. Yeah, I said it, and it might just be the wake-up call you need. From a young age, we're indoctrinated with the idea that family comes first, no matter what. But this blind loyalty can be incredibly damaging. Not all families are created equal. Just because someone shares your DNA doesn't mean they have your best interests at heart. Some family members can be manipulative, abusive, or downright harmful. And yet, society expects you to stick by them no matter what. It's time to shatter that illusion. I had to learn this the hard way. I spent years trying to please a family member who constantly belittled me, undermined my confidence, and made me feel like I wasn't good enough. I kept telling myself that family is everything, that I had to keep trying, keep giving. But guess what? It was destroying me. I was sacrificing my mental health and self-esteem to maintain a relationship that was toxic. The day I cut ties with that person was one of the hardest and most liberating days of my life. Sometimes the people closest to you can be the ones holding you back the most. Let's face it, not every family is a picture-perfect sitcom. Many families have deep-seated issues, jealousy, control, favoritism, emotional blackmail. These toxic dynamics can stunt your personal growth and keep you trapped in a cycle of dysfunction. But we're told to ignore these issues because family is everything. Well, I'm here to tell you that's BS. Your mental health and well-being should come first, even if it means setting boundaries or cutting ties with toxic family members. Here's the controversial part. Loyalty to family is not a virtue if it comes at the cost of your happiness and well-being. Society praises those who stick by their family no matter what, but this blind loyalty can be a form of self-betrayal. If your family members are toxic, abusive, or detrimental to your mental health, you owe it to yourself to walk away. Loyalty should be earned, not given unconditionally. Many people stay in toxic family situations out of guilt. They feel obligated to maintain relationships because they've been taught that it's the right thing to do. But guilt is a powerful weapon, and toxic family members know how to wield it. Breaking free from this guilt is crucial. You are not responsible for the happiness or well-being of others, especially if it comes at the expense of your own. 3. You don't deserve anything. Life doesn't owe you anything. Entitlement is a poison that makes you expect things to be handed to you. Hard work, resilience, and adaptability are what bring success. Accepting that you aren't owed anything helps you take control of your life and work for what you want. I learned this the hard way after losing a promotion I thought I deserved, only to realize I hadn't earned it. The world doesn't care about your sense of entitlement. We often grow up believing that if we do certain things, get good grades, go to a good college, work hard, we are entitled to success. But life doesn't work that way. There are no guarantees. You could do everything right and still face setbacks, failures, and rejections. The sooner you accept this, the sooner you can stop feeling sorry for yourself and start taking real action. Entitlement breeds complacency. When you think you deserve something, you stop putting in the necessary effort. You become passive, waiting for rewards that may never come. This attitude is detrimental to personal growth and achievement. Success requires continuous effort, learning, and adaptation, not just sitting back and waiting for what you think you deserve. I learned this lesson the hard way. I was passed over for a promotion that I thought I deserved. I was bitter and resentful, blaming my boss and the system. But then I took a hard look at myself and realized that I hadn't actually put in the work required. I was coasting on past achievements and expecting them to carry me forward. It was a harsh but necessary wake-up call. I had to step up my game, take responsibility, and earn my success. Embracing effort and resilience. Instead of feeling entitled, embrace the mindset of earning your way. Understand that hard work, persistence, and resilience are key. When you let go of the idea that you deserve things just because you exist, you become more motivated and proactive. You start looking for opportunities and taking risks rather than waiting for success to come to you. We live in a society that often fosters a sense of entitlement. Social media amplifies this by showing us curated highlights of people's lives, making it seem like everyone is effortlessly successful and happy. This fuels unrealistic expectations and a sense of unfairness when our own lives don't measure up. Breaking free from this entitlement culture is crucial for personal growth and happiness. True success demands sacrifice, effort, and perseverance. It's about doing the hard work, even when no one is watching. It's about pushing through challenges and setbacks without expecting a handout. When you accept that you don't deserve anything, you start to appreciate the value of hard work and the satisfaction that comes from earning your achievements. 4. Love isn't enough. We often hear that love conquers all, but the harsh truth is that love alone isn't enough to sustain a relationship. Successful relationships require effort, compromise, and mutual respect. Love might bring you together, but it's the day-to-day actions and decisions that keep you together. Our culture romanticizes love to an unhealthy degree. Movies, songs, and books all tell us that love is the ultimate solution to all problems. The reality is far more complex. Love is a powerful emotion, but it isn't a cure-all. It can't fix fundamental incompatibilities, heal deep-seated wounds, or make up for a lack of effort. Believing that love alone is enough sets unrealistic expectations and can lead to disappointment and heartbreak. A healthy relationship is built on more than just love. It requires communication, trust, mutual respect, and a willingness to work through problems together. Without these foundational elements, love can quickly turn into resentment and frustration. Couples need to actively nurture their relationship, making conscious efforts to understand each other, support each other's goals, and resolve conflicts. I once believed that love was all we needed. I was in a relationship where we were deeply in love, but we ignored the red flags. We had different values, communication styles, and life goals. We thought our love would bridge those gaps. It didn't. The relationship ultimately fell apart, and it was a painful lesson. Love brought us together, but it wasn't enough to keep us together. Compatibility goes beyond shared interests. It includes having similar life goals, values, and expectations. Without compatibility, even the strongest love can be strained. Differences in how you handle money, family, career ambitions, and personal growth can create significant tension. Ensuring that you and your partner are on the same page about these important aspects can prevent many issues down the road. Love requires effort. It's about showing up every day, even when it's hard. It means making compromises, being willing to change, and putting in the work to keep the relationship healthy. This might mean seeking therapy, learning better communication skills, or simply making time for each other amidst busy schedules. Love isn't a passive state. It's an active choice you make daily. Every relationship has conflicts, but it's how you handle them that matters. Effective conflict resolution skills are vital. This includes being able to communicate your feelings without blame, actively listening to your partner, and finding compromises. Love might make you want to resolve conflicts, but it's these skills that actually do it. Without them, unresolved issues can build up and create resentment. In a healthy relationship, there's a balance of giving and receiving. Both partners should feel valued and supported. If one person is always giving while the other is always taking, resentment can build. Ensuring that both partners contribute equally to the relationship's emotional, physical, and practical needs is essential for long-term success. 5. Success is subjective. We often grow up with a narrow societal definition of success: money, status, power. But the truth is, success is subjective. What truly matters is finding what makes you happy and fulfilled, regardless of societal expectations. From a young age, we're bombarded with images of what success looks like: a high-paying job, a big house, a fancy car, and a prestigious title. Society tells us that accumulating wealth and climbing the corporate ladder are the ultimate goals. But this one-size-fits-all definition can leave many feeling unfulfilled and disconnected from their true passions and values. I chased the traditional markers of success for years. I worked long hours, pursued promotions, and aimed to increase my salary. But despite achieving these goals, I felt empty. I was successful by societal standards, but I wasn't happy. It took hitting an emotional low point to realize that success isn't about ticking boxes. It's about living a life that aligns with your values and passions. Success should be personal and meaningful. It's about setting your own goals based on what truly matters to you. For some, this might mean starting a family, traveling the world, or pursuing a creative passion. For others, it might be about making a positive impact on their community or living a balanced life. Success is what you make of it, not what society dictates. One of the biggest traps in the traditional view of success is comparison. Social media exacerbates this by showcasing the highlights of others' lives. We see friends getting promotions, buying homes, and taking luxurious vacations, and we feel like we're falling behind. But comparing yourself to others is a sure path to dissatisfaction. Everyone's journey is unique, and true success comes from focusing on your own path, not measuring yourself against others. Achievements are important, but they shouldn't come at the expense of fulfillment. It's possible to achieve great things and still feel unfulfilled if those achievements don't align with your true desires. Reflect on what brings you joy and satisfaction. Pursue goals that resonate with you on a deeper level, even if they don't fit the conventional mold of success. Passion is a key component of subjective success. When you're passionate about what you do, work feels less like a chore and more like a fulfilling activity. Whether it's a hobby, a career, or a cause you care about, pursuing your passions can lead to a more satisfying and successful life. Money is important, but it's not the end-all, be-all. Financial success can provide comfort and security, but it doesn't guarantee happiness. Studies have shown that after a certain point, increases in income have a diminishing return on happiness. Focus on finding a balance where your financial goals support your overall well-being and happiness. 6. Forgiveness isn't always necessary. Forgiveness is often hailed as a virtue and the ultimate path to peace. We're told to forgive those who wrong us for our own well-being. But here's a controversial truth. Forgiveness isn't always necessary. Sometimes it's okay not to forgive. Holding on to the idea that you must forgive can be harmful, especially if the person who hurt you hasn't shown any remorse or changed their behavior. Society places immense pressure on us to forgive, framing it as a moral obligation and a sign of emotional maturity. We're told that holding on to anger or resentment will only harm us, not the person who wronged us. But this narrative can be damaging. It can force people to rush into forgiveness without truly processing their feelings, leading to unresolved emotions and further pain. I was once in a situation where I felt pressured to forgive someone who had repeatedly hurt me. Friends and family encouraged me to let go of my anger and forgive, claiming it would bring me peace. But every time I tried, I felt worse. The person showed no remorse and continued their harmful behavior. It took me a long time to realize that my well-being didn't depend on forgiving them. It depended on protecting myself and moving forward without them in my life. Forcing forgiveness can invalidate your feelings and experiences. It can make you feel like your pain isn't justified or that you're wrong for feeling hurt. This can lead to self-blame and diminished self-worth. True healing comes from acknowledging your pain, understanding it, and finding healthy ways to move past it, whether that involves forgiveness or not. There's a significant difference between forgiveness and letting go. Forgiveness involves pardoning someone for their actions, often with the implication of reconciliation or continued interaction. Letting go, on the other hand, means releasing the hold that the hurt has on you. It's about moving on and not allowing the past to control your present and future. You can let go of the pain without forgiving the person who caused it. Forgiveness can sometimes undermine accountability. If someone has harmed you and expects forgiveness without making any effort to change or make amends, Forgiving them can enable their behavior. It's essential to hold people accountable for their actions. Accountability promotes growth and change, whereas unearned forgiveness can perpetuate harmful patterns. 7. Time is your most valuable asset. Money can come and go, but time is a non-renewable resource. Once it's gone forever. Understanding that time is your most valuable asset helps you prioritize what truly matters in life. Spend your time wisely, invest in meaningful activities, and cherish the moments you have. Many people live as though they have all the time in the world. We procrastinate, put off our dreams, and waste hours on trivial pursuits. But the harsh truth is that our time on this earth is limited. This realization can be daunting, but it's also empowering. It forces us to take stock of our lives and make conscious choices about how we spend our time. I used to be a chronic procrastinator. I believed that I had plenty of time to achieve my goals, mend relationships, and pursue my passions. Then, a close friend of mine passed away unexpectedly. This tragic event was a wake-up call that life is fragile and unpredictable. It made me realize that I couldn't keep putting things off. I had to start living with intention and purpose. Wasting time isn't just about laziness or lack of motivation. It's about not valuing your most precious resource. Every hour spent mindlessly scrolling through social media, binge-watching TV shows, or engaging in unproductive activities is an hour you can never get back. It's important to evaluate how you're spending your time and make adjustments to ensure you're investing it in things that matter. To make the most of your time, you need to prioritize. Identify what's truly important to you: your health, family, career, passions, personal growth, and allocate your time accordingly. This might mean saying no to certain activities, people, or commitments that don't align with your priorities. It's about making intentional choices that reflect your values and goals. One of the hardest lessons to learn is the power of saying no. We often overcommit ourselves because we don't want to disappoint others or miss out on opportunities. But constantly saying yes can lead to burnout and prevent you from focusing on what truly matters. Learning to say no is a crucial skill that helps you protect your time and energy. Time spent with loved ones is never wasted. Investing in meaningful relationships brings joy, support, and fulfillment. Whether it's spending quality time with family, nurturing friendships, or connecting with your partner, these moments are invaluable. Don't let work or trivial pursuits rob you of the time you could be spending with the people who matter most. Life is too short to ignore your passions and dreams. Whether it's a hobby, a side project, or a career change, dedicating time to what you love brings a sense of purpose and satisfaction. Don't wait for the perfect moment to start. Make time for your passions now. The joy and fulfillment you gain are worth the effort.